What up, what up, what up? It's the Wolfpack Trey Show, starring Wolfpack Trey. I am your host, Wolfpack Trey. Hey, this is episode 41, you feel me? We back in this motherfucker. Yes, sir. I'm still alive. I'm still alive. Hey, I'm still alive. Hey, I'm still alive. Hey, I don't know what to say after that. But we back, y'all. I wanted to go straight in it. I don't give a fuck about nothing. We chilling. We getting this bread. Niggas doing the money arm. Niggas counting bread. We throwing it in the air. We not flexing, though. We just showing off what we got. Not showing off, but like, we just living life, bro. We living life. We prospering. I told y'all. Every time I'm on a hiatus, just know I'm grinding. I'm not doing nothing. I'm not just fucking sitting around making excuses on why I'm not living my life, nigga. I'm working every day, taking care of business, getting my bag, and it's starting to show. I hope y'all had happy holidays. I just hope y'all been prospering, really, because that's really all it's about. I'm not gonna get on this episode talking about movies. We ain't talking about music. We don't give a fuck about none of that. We talking about real life shit. We in our bag, bro. 2024. Oh, I'm lying. We is gonna talk about a little bit of music one time, cause I wanna talk about Playboi Carti and his little run, cause he been doing a nice little run, and it's been decent. But if we get to that, we get to that. If not, it don't matter. But basically, we are prospering. If you listen to me, I already know you living your life. It ain't nothing to be said. You can't listen to my show and not be living your life, because that's all I talk about is you prospering in life. And if you listen to me and you're not prospering, you're wasting your time listening to me, because there's no reason to, because you should be on your grind every single day. I should be motivating you to be on your grind every single day. You should be on your grind right now while you listening to what I'm doing. Or listening to me, I don't know. You know what I'm saying, though. But yeah, basically, you should be on your shit. It don't matter if you fucking folding your clothes or cleaning your house, my nigga. Do something. Don't be sitting around. And if you is sitting around, gather some kind of information. And I'm not saying be on the clock 24 hours, 365, just doing shit. My nigga, it's okay to take some time to chill out. But, my nigga, if you just not doing shit at all, you're not trying to better yourself, you're not working out, at least doing push-ups, my nigga, you ain't doing nothing, bro. But, yeah, we really in our bag. I'm grateful. I'm in a nice position in my life. I've been working hard. And the last couple years, I've been, it's been really, shit, roller coaster. But I don't let down times, because I've been through the ringers, like, all through my life. So I know how to get through situations, my nigga. So I prosper. I don't sit there and dwell on what could happen, my nigga. I go out. If I do get knocked down, I get up. Brush that shit off, and I get to it. I don't make no fucking excuses. I don't sit there and cry, and I don't listen to nobody. I don't care what people think. Like, I'm doing me at the end of the day. Like, I'm paying my own bills. Like, remember that, you paying your own bills. Don't let people intervene on what you got going on, because they not helping you at the end of the day. You struggling by yourself. You might be winning, and it might be a crowd of people around you when you're winning. But when you're struggling, it's just you, my dog, or whatever, lady. I'm talking to females, too, so don't just think I'm talking to males. I'm talking to everybody. So, yeah. When you're struggling by yourself. But when you're winning, you got a whole crowd of people around you to celebrate your win. But they're not there to big you up and pick you back up when you're down. So, just stick to yourself. It's cool to interact with people, but just know at the end of the day, you got you. And you are the reason why you prosper. Like, don't rely on other people to get somewhere. You need to be moving. It's okay to network. It's okay to leverage off connections and shit. But don't be fucking leeching off people, but riding coattails and shit. You need to get a motherfucking bag, and you need to get motion on your goddamn own. And if you ain't doing it, my boy or my girl or whatever the fuck I'm talking to, alien nigga, you making excuses and shit. You on some bitch nigga shit. So it's time to get to it. It's time to really get to it. Like, sorry, I had to stretch a little bit. Yeah, it's time to get to it. It's time to stop making excuses and like saying what we gonna do. Like, if you're not doing it, you just talking, and I'm not trying to hear that shit. Really. Show and prove. Show and prove. It's all about progress. Reaching that next level. Super Saiyan Ultra Instinct type shit. Like, for real. And I'm saying that for myself too. Like, I'm not just talking just to say, oh, I'm goated. I'm great. I'm living my life. I'm doing the money arm. But yeah, I'm grinding. I know in my real life that even when I'm tired, I know that I gotta push myself. I don't go to the gym every day, but I know if I don't go to the gym, at least I gotta do my 100 push-ups. Like, after this, I'm doing my other half of my 100 push-ups for the day, and I'm doing my little home workouts because it's been too cold, and I'm not about to go out in the fucking negative 2, 0, 5 degree weather just to go to the gym real quick. I can go do my little perk push-ups and shit, make sure I get a nice workout at home, get my curls in for my dumbbells, make sure I'm maintaining my body at least when I'm taking my little winter break, what I call it, is I live in the Midwest, and if you live in the Midwest, you know how fucking cold it get in the wintertime, my nigga. Like, it's fucking cold. If it's no reason for me to go outside, I'm not going outside. So, yeah. And I've been taking I wouldn't say I've been taking a break from the podcast. I just I don't really want to go too deep into what I've been going on, what's been going on in my life, but just know I've been changing my ways, 'cause last time I was on, I was at a good point in my life, don't get me wrong, but I was definitely behind the scenes. You just know if you know my nigga, 'cause I'm not about to get on this bitch and just start talking, 'cause I'm not doing that. But yeah, if you know, you know. I was just moving. And I just need to slow down. Like, 2024, we slowing down. We doing the right things, moving in the right directions, not getting distracted by, we just not getting distracted. And that's another thing, like, this real, like, real, like, it's, like, yeah, it's a real thing, bro. Like, if you watch some porn, my guy, like in 2024, my nigga, like I know I've been on it. Like, you might hear me on a podcast talking about porn and shit, maybe every now and then. And I used to be one of them niggas to watch that, but I'm not watching that shit no more. I don't do nothing like that. I don't promote nothing like that no more. Like, that shit, I have to really look at that shit and like tell myself, like, bro, that shit is real life weird, and like that shit can real life affect you, like in certain situations, if you let that shit consume your life. Not saying that I had a problem with it, but I know myself, and I know when I be doing too much, and I just know shit. Like, I be researching shit, and I just know from intuition, like certain things, like you might tell yourself is normal, is not normal, and that shit. It's not normal. Like, even though we live our life telling ourselves that shit is normal, that shit is not normal. So don't watch that shit. Don't be playing with yourself and doing shit like that. Like, bro, cut it out, bro. That was some little high school shit back in the day. If you a grown man still doing that shit, like my nigga, like just chill, bro. Like I'm not saying you a weirdo or nothing like that. Just chill, bro. Just cut back, and then yeah, find other things to do. Like find other things to take your mind off that. Like desexualize your brain, bro. 'Cause like social media and shit. Like now, bro, I've been realizing that shit too. They've been promoting that extra horny ass, like extra horny shit. So it's just like you would just come across your timeline, you would just see some extra horny shit for no reason. Or on Twitter, like it'd be hella porn shit on there. On Instagram, it'd be like hella girls working out and extra tight shit, doing extra shit, twerking and shit. You see Ice Spice twerking and shit like that. You just see bitches in bikinis and shit, just extra revealing shit. Bitches be taking pictures with their shits out and shit like that, just to get attention and shit like that. And I'm not talking, trying to talk about females and shit, but they know what they be doing. Like, there's certain females that know what they be doing with certain situations, and we not about to act like that shit don't be a thing. Like, don't sit there and act like that's not a thing. So if you acting oblivious to the fact of what's going on, you should just turn this podcast off. This is not the right podcast for you. And that's another thing. Like, I'm not here to satisfy nobody. So if I'm talking about something you don't like to hear, or I say something you don't like to hear, my nigga, turn it off. Like, I'm not about to sit here and argue with nobody, tongue wrestle. Oh my God, like if you don't like me, I don't give a fuck, to be honest with you. Like I said, I don't care what nobody think. My nigga, if you don't like what I'm saying, my nigga, turn it off. Go find some pussy ass niggas to listen to, if you to satisfy your pussy ass nigga needs. Like, we're not gonna go too deep into it, but that's just a side note. So I'm not here to satisfy nobody. Yeah, move around. But yeah, we're not gonna act oblivious to the fact of what we going on social media. You know, it's always those couple girls that you know they always gonna be posting some shit, some extra revealing shit, just to get attention. And fellas, you know what I'm talking about, because they be promoting that shit, and you hit them up, and they leave you on read, and they be talking about certain things that no normal person would just be talking about on a normal conversation. And then you go to see what's up in real life, and they don't really be talking about that shit. They just want attention, my guy. Like, just stop falling for that shit. Stop feeding into that shit. That's why you still broke, and that's why you still running in the same spot you running in. You in the same, like, you in the same situation, because you still chasing that shit. Like, you still chasing them attention seeking bot bitches. Still watching porn. Still beating off at your lowest form. You're not on some Super Saiyan shit. So cut that shit out, bro. Like, trust me. Once you cut that shit out, stop watching that shit. You stop doing shit like that, and you stop like feeding into all that social media, like bot NPC ass fucking shit. Like, when you stop feeding and all of that shit, like, your life is gonna get spectacularly, or I hope I said that right. It's just gonna be prosperous. Like, you're just gonna be growing, bro. Like, you're gonna be really up there on some Super Saiyan shit. And I'm tired of repeating myself, but you really gonna be goated, bro, or lady, or whoever I'm talking to. I'm not just talking to dudes, I'm talking to females too, because females be going down the same path. Like, if you just get your brain to get the fuck off that shit, like, you are gonna succeed. And don't worry about money. That shit is gonna literally come. Like, you just stay on your grind, stay focused on your mental and physical health. Don't worry about nobody. Worry about yourself. Not saying you don't need to help, you can't help people, but don't let people use you, bro. Like, it's a thin line between helping somebody out and somebody getting over and trying to finesse you. 'Cause I know how that shit go. Learn, you can say no. Don't let nobody talk you into something, and don't give a fuck if nobody mad or something. Like, what? Like, first off, if you mad because I told you no, like, that just shows me that I shouldn't have did nothing for you in the first place. So that's God telling me to not do nothing for you, because if you mad when I say no, then you just always assume that I'm
a yes man, and you just think that I'm always available when you think it's convenient. But we're not going for that. Stack your bread. It's okay to save your money. It's okay to say no. If you got it like that, and somebody asking for a reasonable shit, and if they're asking for it the right way, and if they say borrow and they don't pay you back, cut them off. Simple. Don't go out like that. If they say like, oh, can I have some? They word it the right way, and you got some extra money, and you feel like helping them, cool, help them out. But if it's a consistent thing, no, say no. Like, tell them you're not going for that. Stand up for yourself. This is the year where you stand up for yourself and you don't go for none of that. Like, we're not going for none of that. We're not going for none of that disrespectful talking. You're not gonna talk to me any kind of way. I don't give a fuck if you a fucking CEO of a fucking multi-billion-dollar company. You're not gonna speak to me any kind of way. You're gonna be respectful. You're gonna talk to me like I got sense. Because you should know your value. You shouldn't let nobody speak to you any kind of way. You shouldn't let nobody treat you any kind of way. No matter what they got, materialistic, no matter, that shit don't matter, bro. Don't let nobody stand on business. Don't let nobody, don't let nobody fuck with you. Don't let nobody fuck with your energy. Don't let nobody fuck with your peace, bro. You really got to stand on business when it comes to certain situations, because people really be trying to test you. Really be trying to test you. And I be going through that shit too. Like, I definitely go through situations where people try to test me, and it's not worth it, because I know at the end of the day, like, I'm gonna be great at the end of the day. And you mad because you can see the greatness in my eyes, and you know you can't be like me. So you're gonna continue to be mad. And I'm gonna keep shining, and I'm gonna make you angrier and angrier every time you see me, because I'm gonna keep shining, and I'm not gonna let you affect me in any kind of way. I'm not gonna let you see me react in any kind of way, because you don't affect me. I'm not worried about you. I'm worried about getting my bag. I'm worried about getting my family together, and we prosper, and we all ride clean. We all got a nice ass house and our shit decent. We all putting that shit on. We all really chilling. I'm not worried about that negative energy that you trying to affect in my life. I'm not even gonna let it affect my life in any kind of way, because that don't matter to me. I'ma ignore you. Once you ignore people and you show them that shit don't matter, they gonna get so mad. Like, and they can't do shit about it. Like, don't let nobody affect you. Don't react. Ignore. You don't have to be right. It's okay. You don't have to say the last word. It's okay. And I always thought that I needed to be like that. I always thought I needed to have the last word. I always thought I needed to be right. I always thought I needed to win the argument. My nigga, I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna let you say whatever. I don't care. I'm not gonna say shit. Because at the end of the day, you're broke. If you really got all that animosity and energy, you just mad because your bag ain't together. And I figured that out. I don't give a fuck. I'm in my bag, so I'm not letting nobody affect me. And if you in your bag too, you're not gonna let nobody affect you. You're not gonna sit there and argue. You're not gonna sit there and go back and forth for nothing. No matter if it's your family member, a girlfriend, a boyfriend, anybody. Because if you in the right state of mind and you really got your shit together, like life-wise, I'm not just talking about materialistic shit. I'm just saying you just really on the right path in life. Nobody's gonna affect you. Like, them words gonna project off you. A fucking NPC bot, them words, they gonna they are emotional nigga, they gonna that's gonna affect them. When the nigga that don't got their shit together and they not in their bag and they chasing women and shit, and that's all they think about is chasing women, that shit gonna affect them to the point where they gonna be like thinking about shit like that. I'm not gonna say it, but they gonna be thinking about shit like that. But if you really on some, like, not even worried about it, like really really goated type shit, that shit's not gonna affect you. I'm not worried about nobody that don't got their shit. Because if you got your shit established, you're not arguing with nobody. That shit is beneath your time. Like, you're not worth, it's not worth your energy. Like, People that got their shit in order, they not sitting there and bickering with people. They not doing none of that. And I don't do none of that. And I hope you're not doing none of that either. Don't let nobody affect you. And haters really be out there. So, like, watch the people you be around. Don't be around a large crowd of people because you think somebody your friend, a nigga whole time, and you really prospering. Somebody around you that's envious and mad. So don't be around a large group of people. And obviously the people around you, if you got a bag, the people around you got a bag. Because there's no reason around. It's no reason for you to have a bag and get your having your shit together or being around niggas that don't got their shit together. So yeah. Stay away from people that don't got their shit together if you got your shit together. Now I'm saying if you don't got your shit together and you an NPC and you a bot and you just sitting around broke, of course you gonna have broke friends. But if you got shit going on, you shouldn't have broke people. Or now I'm not just saying materialistic, like saying oh you broke, saying broke your money. Like no, if you ain't got, I'm saying broke, like your fucking mind ain't right and you ain't on the right path, my nigga. It shouldn't be people around you that ain't got the same thinking process and the same trying to like financial situations. Like it shouldn't be no reason. Shouldn't be no reason. Like stay away from those people that don't got the same goals and aspirations as you. And stay away from people that just, I'm not saying be around people that think like you, but it's no reason for you to be. I know people like opposites attract, but like if people just live in a opposite life for you, don't even like. I don't. I feel like that's a. I feel like that's just. I don't know. That's a waste of time. Like if you're not living really the same lifestyle as me, there's really no reason for us to be cool. I don't really know how to explain it, but I know what I'm saying. So, yeah. But yeah, I need some drinks. My mouth dry. Ain't got nothing but this fucking. It was Pepsi, but it's water now. I want to go get something to drink, but this is really a one take. I'm going off the dome. Episode 41, y'all. Yeah. I don't really feel like I've been gone for a couple months, but I don't feel like I've been away. Y'all know I'm not about to milk these episodes. I don't need to be in the podcast scene like to where I'm in everybody's face. I'm not like that, my nigga. I don't need to be keep on putting out episodes. I'm gonna genuinely put out these episodes, and every time I put out an episode, it's gonna be a fucking banger. Every time. And I'm doing it by myself. And I can't stress that enough. Like, I don't have nobody in here with me. I got Sonya in the other room, but it's just me. Like, I'm giving y'all this content by myself. I'm not sitting here talking with somebody. I'm sitting there, this is off the top of my brain. This is me talking to y'all. Whoever out there listening, this is me and you conversating. I just can't hear you. You just listening to me talking to you. So it's really like we talking, but I'm not. Like, we talking, but I can't hear what you're saying. But I feel what you're saying. I don't know. I'm just on another wave. I'm really just on some like different path type shit. I know my purpose and I know my worth. I know what I'm worth and I know my value. I know that I'm gonna be great. I know my children gonna be great. And that's another announcement. We might have to. We might. It's not no might. We got another one coming. And when I say we got another one coming, if you know, you know. I don't be sitting on here talking about, I tell you enough. Like, I tell you enough. I tell you enough to what you need. You need to know enough. I don't be telling you too much. Because niggas will tell you too much and be caught up. I'm not telling you too much. I'm telling you enough. And if you know, you know. Yes, Sirski. Just know. Your boy going 2 for 2. With the girls. I'm out here going crazy. I'm out here really going crazy. So yeah. Yeah, man. Just know your worth, man. Just know that you are somebody special. No matter what you think you might be. That's another thing. Change your mindset. If you out here saying, oh, depressed, my guy. Bro, I ain't trying to just bash motherfuckers that got depression and shit like that, but bro, you need to cut it out. All that shit, they program that shit in your brain for you to be sad and moody, like, oh my God. Like, that's why every time you go on Instagram or something like that and you see somebody living a life where they got a whole bunch of money and cars and shit like that, and you feel, oh, why can I have, like, bro, they programming you to feel like you just a nothing ass person. Stay off that shit. Like, get your grind. It's nothing that person got that you can't get. You are the same human as them. All you gotta do is work for it. Like, when you see somebody with a hella money and yachts and da 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 and this and going on hella trips, like, that shit's always gonna be there. Trust me. Don't be trying to live out your outside your means, trying to catch up with people, going on trips and doing all this yada yada. Like, you don't know how they living in real life. Trust me. That shit's always gonna be there. And when you got your shit established for real, and you taking them trips and you doing all this spending and you doing this and you looking at your bank account and you not even worried about it, and you swiping your card, not even thinking about the pound amount, that's because you worked hard. You're not gonna be thinking about that shit. Because you worked hard. Like, you really was on the grind. You didn't care about Susie and all them going on a fucking 4 week vacation to fucking the Bahamas and all this shit. Like, who cares? That Bahamas is always gonna be there. You can make it there. Like, who give a fuck? You might not be able to go to this year, but 5, 6 years from now, you'll be able to go, and you got fucking hella money in your fucking bank account to where when you go and you come back, you're not fucking stressing out and trying to pay hella fucking loans that you had to take out to take this trip like Susie and them did. Like, you're gonna be straight. So worry about you. Be great, my nigga. See, when we talking, 30 minutes fly by. When I'm sitting here talking about NPC ass shit like movies, and not saying that's, I'm not gonna sit here and switch on my content, but I'm not about to sit here and I just really wanna be really tapped in, like, with I wanna make more of a connection with my listeners. Like, when we talking about movies and music, that shit cool and shit like that. But I really wanna, like, you know how I go on my monologues and shit, but I really wanna talk about real life shit. 'Cause people living in real life shit. And y'all need to stay away from that social media ass shit. Like, that shit is a fucking weird meta ego. Motherfuckers think they're better than motherfuckers and they real life living in the gutters or gutters. Like, you know somebody in real life. Trust me, you know somebody in real life that's living down bad. But on social media, they the most richest, poppin'est motherfucker in the world. But you know them in real life. You know that's fake. That's a lot of people around. Like, when you, all these people, you should never idolize no celebrity, no streamer, none of like, it's cool to watch them as entertainers and shit like that, and watch shit and just watch it. But if you idolizing these to the niggas to the point where you defending them and your arguments and you damn near trying to fight, talking about how much money somebody got, or if you, even the fact if you talking about how much money somebody got in their bank account, why are you pocket watching and you broke? Who cares? Who cares how much money Sakai Sanaa got? Who cares how much money Aiden Ross got? Who cares? They not doing nothing for you. These niggas is not doing nothing for you. Who cares? They don't know you. What is Drake doing for you? Nothing. Like, Travis Scott, don't get me wrong, I like him as an artist, but I don't give a fuck about Travis Scott, my nigga. I'm not thinking about this nigga, what he doing. I got my own shit to take care of. I got my own family to take care of. I got my own business to take care of. Take care of yourself, bro. This has been the Wolfpack Trey Show. I love y'all. I really do. And when I say that, don't just think I'm bullshitting. I really fucking love y'all. I want y'all to be great. Every single one of my listeners, I want you to be prosper in life, my nigga, to where when we all link up one day when I do a fucking live show or something, nigga, we could do a money arm or some shit. We all got fucking bankroll. Because we literally got that shit out of the mud. Because we grind it every day. Like, literally worked every fucking day. Even on our days off, we literally worked every fucking day. And we ran it up. And now we prospering. Nobody can say nothing. La 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 la. Wait till I get my money right. Then you can't tell me nothing, right? Exactly. All right, man. This has been episode 41 of the Wolfpack Trade Show. Peace.